to ask for a motion for reconsideration.
Exactly.
In order to really re-argue the necessity for a TRO and its effect.
Yes, Your Honor, that is why I immediately directed or requested the Office of the Solicitor General to file the urgent motion for reconsideration, which, as I said earlier, was denied in the subsequent session in November 18. Dinenay po yung aming motion for reconsideration. But on November 18 po, tamang-tama po, nagkaroon na ng resolution yung COMELEC dun sa electoral sabotage case, at ito ay final sa RTC Pasay at na-raffle nung bandang tanghali po siguro yon, or after lunch nung before lunch noontime of November 18, at na-raffle kay Judge Mupas, at nung mga bandang hapon po ay nakapagpalabas na si Judge Mupas ng warrant of arrest, and therefore naging moot and academic po yung usapin ng TRO dun sa consolidated cases before the Supreme Court.
But outside of all of this narrated information drawn from the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno, did the Chief Justice alone, or in combination with other members of the court, acted alone in trying to enforce the TRO?
I would not have the information, or I'm not at all privy. And aside from those circumstances that reflected in the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno, Your Honor, ay hindi ko na po yun alam. I'm not in a position to answer.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, for your candor. The gentleman from Cavite.
Mr. President, with your respect,
By the way, are you through your honor?
I'll just put a record.
Let us let the prosecution to finish. I'm sorry. I thought everything is over.
There's no problem, Mr. President. I just would like to put on record that I have no further questions from the Secretary of Justice. Maraming salamat.
Proceed.
I have no more questions.
You have no more questions?
For now, I have no more questions.
You are
closing the direct examination of the witness.
You are closing the direct?
Yes, that's correct,
all
Mr.
Right.
President.
May I recognize now the gentleman from Cavite?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Madam Secretary, pakiulit nga po ulit kung kailan nyo inisyo itong WLO.
Tatlo po yung inisyo ko, August, September, and October. Yung pinakahuli po ay October 27.
Meron ho bang humiling para ma-issue nyo ang WLO na to?
Wala po. I did it motu proprio,
so
pursuant to the provisions of Circular Number 41.
So wala pong umorder from Malacanang para ilabas nyo itong WLO na ito?
Ah, wala po.
Ayon po sa inyo, ang nagbigay sa inyo ng kapangyarihan ay ang Circular Number 41 na pinirmahan ni Secretary Agra. Tama po ba?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So ang circular ay gawa din ng DOJ?
Yes, Your Honor. Napirmado o inisyo ni former Secretary Agra.
Hindi ito batas.
Circular po.
Circular.
Which has the force and effect,
so malinaw,
of law.
Hindi po ito batas.
Hindi po batas, but it's an administrative issuance which has the force and effect of law.
Okay, I just want to put it on record, madam. Kailan nyo po ulit natanggap ang TRO ng Korte Suprema?
Noong umaga po ng November 16, specifically at 8:25 in the morning.
So kung nakatanggap kayo ng kopya ng TRO noong araw na yon, papayagan nyo po ba siyang umalis si Ginoo ang dating Pangulo?
Hindi pa po, dahil nga po conditional yung TRO.
Ayon po sa ilang report natin, nagpadala po ang Korte Suprema ng kopya sa inyo nung araw na yon. Pero di po ito tinanggap ng inyong opisina. Tama po ba?
Wala na po kasing tatanggap.
Wala na po tatanggap?
Opo.
Anong oras po dumating sa opisina ninyo?
Based po dun sa records namin at sa affidavit ng security guard na nandun pa ho, kasi wala na po yung mga staff ko, is about 6 something in the evening, 6:20, 6:25.
So wala na po kayo doon sa Korte Suprema?
Hindi po.
Doon sa inyo sa DOJ office,
Wala po ako, because sa after lunch nga po, nasa palasyo po ako, hindi
nasa
na po ako
na kayo
bumalik. And kung natatandaan ko po, from the palace, I came here at the Senate dahil may budget hearing po kami noon.
Nasa palasyo po kayo? Sino po ang kasama niyo sa palasyo during that time?
Pumunta po ako sa opisina ni Pangulo. Dahil nga po, inaabangan namin yung magiging developments nung session ng Supreme Court nung umaga. Dahil balita naman po na iti-take up yung mga petitions nung araw na yon, November 15. Kaya nga po, nung nag-press con si Maydas Marquez, spokesperson Maydas Marquez, ay nasa palasyo po ako. And aside from that, meron pa po kaming maibang mga pinag-usapan.
Okay. Sa palagay niyo ba, kung nakaalis po si ang ating dating Pangulong Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, sa tingin niyo po ba siya ibabalik o hindi na?
Yung paniniwala ko po, base sa aking masusing evaluation ng mga circumstances at saka sa mga impormasyon na nakakala po namin at inanalyze ko po, mukhang...
So sa tingin talagang hindi na siya babalik?
Hindi naman po ako 100% na magiging sigurado dyan, because hindi ko naman po talaga tunay na mababasa.
So hindi niyo po kinonsider na talaga siya ay may sakit? Ako po ay walang kinikilingan. I just want to know kung ano po talaga yung katotohanan.
Kinonsider ko po yon. Okay. Pero ang crucial po doon is yung kalagayan niya, gaano po ba kalala. Kasi kung malala talaga, kung nakumbinsi po ako, sa totoo lang po, kung nakumbinsi ako na talagang kailangan niya ng emergency treatment abroad at hindi matutugunan dito sa atin, na talagang life-threatening, siguro po, pinayagan ko po. Hindi po siguro ako nagdalawang isip.
So sa tingin nyo, hindi siya life-threatening?
Hindi po. In-explain po sa akin yon ni Secretary Ona.
Pag naging appointee ba ni PGMA, malaki bang posibilidad na kumiling ito pabor sa kanya?
Depende po sa tao.
Depende?
Yes.
Di po ba kayo yung naging appointee din ni dating Pangulong Arroyo?
Exactly, Your Honor.
Ano
I was appointed
yun?
As the chair of the Commission on Human Rights.
Commission on Human Rights.
Yes,
at hindi nyo rin po pinagsisihan nyo, hindi po ba?
Hindi po, siguro naman.
Dahil maganda ang inyong performance during that time. I know, and up to now. Okay, Mr. President, that's all. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much, sir. Majority floor leader, the gentleman from Taguig and Otero.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. May I ask some clarificatory questions to the prosecution, to anyone in their team? I'll ask my question first, tapos bahala na po kayo kung sinong gustong sumagot. Magandang hapon po sa inyo.
Magandang hapon po, Ginoong Senador.
Together with many of our colleagues here, Senator Lacson, Senator Gingona, Senator Escudero, and some of my colleagues who are sitting, former colleagues who are sitting behind you, and some who are in government now, we really took a stand to hold the former President Arroyo accountable for her actions during her term and until now. No? So I don't think issue sa amin yon. You have some of the people Congressman Culminares here was one of them who drafted the impeachment complaint, who helped us during that time. I think the issue na many, many Filipinos want her held accountable and does not want her to escape. But I'd like you to help me draw the line, or katulad nung tanong po ni Senator Pimentel dati sa inyo, yung legal theory. Pwede niyo po bang ipaliwanag sa amin, sa korte, and for my own clarification, ano po ang difference ng isang erroneous na decision lang ng Supreme Court? O sabihin natin, hindi tayo nag-agree. Diba, kung tama yung decision nila, wala tayong pag-uusapan. Pero kung mali o erroneous, bakit erroneous? Hindi tayo agree sa kanilang tingin natin mali ang decision nila, or tingin natin irregular ang mag-issue ng TRO or whatever. When is it simply erroneous, and because they're the Supreme Court, we just have to follow? And when does it become an impeachable offense? I'd like that clarified, because ang dami po nagtatanong na that. And secondly po, in the answer of the defense, sabi nga nila, collegial body yan eh. So why single out the CJ when ang nag-decide ito'y grupo? Please try to clarify that.
I'll do the best I can. Well, firstly, the Chief Justice has been known as a primus inter pares. But if you look at the internal rules of procedure with the Supreme Court, and we have filed a memorandum on that per order of the presiding officer, it is obvious that he wields a tremendous influence over the other members of the court. I would like to start from that assumption, from that premise, that he has broad powers, not only over the courts, but over the members of the court. Now, given that, as is stated in the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno, certain actions of the Chief Justice have, in our view, gone beyond that line from honest mistake to an impeachable offense amounting to betrayal of trust. Among other things, as is stated in that dissenting opinion, one, there was an agreement within the deliberations of the Supreme Court that the ponente, Justice Velasco, was to consult with Justice Corona on the issue of whether or not the TRO had taken effect. In other words, whether the conditions were what we call...
So sorry to interview, but I want to be fair to the defense, because are you going to present witnesses on that, or it's just the DOJ secretary?
No, we have already marked the dissenting opinion.
So it is dissenting opinion. So in other words, sir, what you're saying is that the partiality makes it different. If it is simply an erroneous decision, but they were impartial, it's not impeachable.
Yes.
But if it was the partiality amounted to betrayal of public trust.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, sir, I see from your complaint it says in order to give them a chance to escape. So are you going to present witnesses, or are you also going to rely on some documents to show that in fact, that was the motive of the Chief Justice to allow her to escape?
We don't have any document to show clearly that the conduct or the actuations of the respondent, the Chief Justice, were calculated for that purpose. But certain acts that are stated in the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno would lend someone to the belief or the conclusion that all of these acts pieced together were synchronized in a manner as to enable or to give the former First Lady and her husband the opportunity to escape.
And then third, sir, distorting the Supreme Court decision on the effectivity of the PRO. And this is what the good Justice Secretary is testifying on. So do I get it right? What you're saying, ho, kung ordinary yung decision, walang conspiracy, walang influence ang kahit sino, walang partiality, kahit hindi kayo agree, hindi impeachable yun. Kasi ang dali po kasing humusga dito dahil unpopular si Presidente Arroyo. Could you imagine if she was very popular and 90% of the people wanted her to leave? Would we be having this impeachment proceeding? So as senator judges, we have to make that legal distinction. Hindi kami pwede kung anong popular lang, dun po kami. No? So I'm trying to find out what makes it betrayal of public trust. So what you're saying is, number one, it's the partiality that which you will show with the dissenting opinion and the testimony of this witness.
That's correct.
And then yung pong distorting and yung pong giving a chance to escape are conclusions based on the actions and on the partiality.
Yung distortion po, mali pinag-